Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes here for Union Mutual Insurance of Oklahoma. Union Mutual has served the insurance needs of rural Oklahoma for over 80 years. And I'm excited to tell you about a premier product that we've introduced to serve your insurance needs even better. Our town and country policy is new and here to save you money and offer you true protection for your property. When it comes to protecting your property with a company that you can trust, give your local agent a call and tell them that you want Union Mutual's town and country policy. At Union Mutual, we care about your protection, not your politics.
It's the 39th annual Oklahoma Select Bull Sale and Super Bowl competition, Saturday, December 5th at noon at the Atoka Livestock Auction. Selling 51 breeding-aged bulls, 27 bred females, limousine and limb flex, mostly black polled. To view an online catalog, go to www.americancattleservices.com or call Ken Holloway at 580-581-7652. That's 580-581-7652. The Oklahoma Select Bull Sale and Super Bowl competition, December 5th. Well, cash cattle activity remains undeveloped and quiet this morning. No surprise here, though, although the holiday shortened trading week is likely that more packer interest will be shown later today. Feeders are becoming much more aggressive in pricing cattle this week following the combination of rising beef values as well as strong futures gains yesterday. But this may be offset by potential light trade needed to be seen from packers through the week. Although bids were scattered and limited yesterday, the fact that initial bids remained steady with last week's prices points to the possibility of market firmness through the next couple of days. Sharp gains continuing in hog futures yesterday, quickly breaking through initial resistance levels seen through the middle of November as traders once again distanced price levels away from long-term support levels. The recent market support's likely to be spurred on by tighter pork supplies following yesterday's cold storage report. Losses at all three wheat exchanges, with all contracts giving up the small gains seen on the overnight open. Most wheat contracts closed well off the highs of the session on Monday, as the buying interest present in row crops just didn't stick for wheat. Wheat doesn't have the same export pull right now, with weekly data turning soft the last several weeks. Weekly export inspections totaled 13.2 million bushels, which is short of the 17.5 million bushels needed weekly to hit the USDA forecast. Solidly lower corn prices overnight as December futures plunge below the previous 5 days' worth of price action, while March retreats from the double top at 435 and three quarters. We'll be keeping a close eye on momentum indicators following the surge to new highs as a divergence, even on shorter-term scale, could hint at another correction. And weaker prices across the soy complex overnight, with losses led by soybean oil, while soybeans ease from contract highs. We're going to check the futures in just a moment.
It starts at home, or work, even in your car. Wherever you are, whoever you are, physical activity is essential to a healthy life. So let's start moving, walking, kicking, riding, running, and raising the roof. Do chair dips while you watch TV, calf raises at work, shoulder rolls at a red light, move a little or a lot. Just move for 30 minutes every day or get 60 with your kids. Let's start moving today. Get activity ideas at shapeyourfutureok.com. A program of TSET.
December live cattle up $1.90 yesterday, 110 even. February up 225, 112.90. January feeder cattle up 322, 137.82. March up 290, 132.27. December hogs up 82 cents, 64.95. Kansas City wheat, the December up a penny, 551 and a quarter. March up 1 1/4 yesterday, 560 and a half. Chicago wheat, December up 5 1/2, 598 and three quarters. March up 5 cents, 604 and a half. December corn's up 3 1/4, 426 and a half. March up 5 cents at 433 1/4. January soybeans up 10 1/2 cents, 1191 and a half. March up 11 1/4, 1192 and a half. The December cotton up 127, 72.15. March up 84 cents, 73.80.
I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.